In addition to losing most of our Dallas crew for the big event in Dallas tonight, we also won't probably be hearing from most of our Colorado crew, because most of us were at a wonderful weekend boot camp in Keystone, Colorado, Friday and Saturday, and it was fabulous. But there's always time needed to recover and get back to normal life after a big event like that, so they are also forgiven for not joining us. And also, I will say that I expect this call to run over and span tonight and next Monday night, because it was a topic that a bunch of our Dallas people were disappointed that they would miss, so I promised them that I would extend it and make sure we got a chance to talk about it next week. So tonight we'll go over most of the material, and we'll get your input, but we will return to the same subject next Monday night, because this is something that I really think we need to get right. So if you saw the email that I sent out to introduce this call, you may remember that a couple of weeks ago we interviewed three successful fast trackers, that is, people who have completed in their first 60 days the 10-1-10, and we won't discuss that now, but you can certainly ask anyone of us to explain that another time, or you can check it out at our website, team website, teamjp.net. But those three successful fast trackers, Carrie Raby, Rochelle Chambers, and Laura Morris, and again, congratulations to them, they started their Juice Plus virtual franchise businesses. They started their first 60 days with no plan, no goal, and no intention, and certainly no expectation of completing the fast track. And yet, they did. And believe me, this is really very typical these days, that so few people start this business today with a clear goal and a clear intention. But the sad part of that is that because so few do start with a goal to fast track, the vast majority do not, and most of them, many of them, as a result, miss out on what truly is a fabulous opportunity. Now, those of you on the call who have attended, or those of you listening to the recording of the call, who've attended our spring or fall conferences, and the next one is right there in Dallas in October. We're very excited about that. You will remember from hearing the speeches of new national marketing directors that my guess is probably 4 out of 5 of them, during their speech, they will say that when they first got started, both on the Juice Plus product and signing up as a Juice Plus rep or distributor, that they had no interest in the business when they started on the product, and they had no intention of building a team, and certainly not of going to national marketing director when they started in their business. So even those who are achieving that very successful position today of national marketing director, the vast majority didn't set out that way. So for those of you on the call or listening on the call who also didn't start out that way, it's okay. You're in good company. So as we remember that the 10-1-10 fast track is the standard for new Juice Plus reps, newbies, as I like to call you, on Team Eagles, then let's explore these questions. And I don't know how many are on the call who have experience, other than Wayne, who has certainly heard from, who have experience that they will be able to draw from for this discussion. But if there aren't too many of us, then it'll probably be a short discussion. But these are the three questions that I put in my email announcing this call and that I would like us to discuss, both tonight and next Monday. The first is, why do so few start this business with a clear goal? The second question, how do some, like those three ladies 3 weeks ago on our call, how do some manage to 10-1-10 when they had no initial plan to do so, beyond a miracle? And third, how can we better help our new team members clearly see the benefit, the advantage, and grasp the opportunity to get off to such a great start? And so how can we help more of those joining our teams to get that vision, to have that inspiration? So let's talk about number one. Why do most people start their Juice Plus business today with no goals and no plan? And Linda, I know you muted out, but since you signed up some while back and you just told us that that you are a very busy teacher, so you haven't done much with your business until now, and and you hope to accomplish more this summer, I think I quoted you correctly, by all means, chime in and give us your perspective going back to when you first were sponsored by Wayne Stagerman, our very first National Marketing Director. And remember to *6 if you do want to chime in and give us your input. So why do most not start with some kind of a goal or a plan? What do you think?
Hello. Yes, I can hear me?
Yes, Linda.
Okay. I guess your question is why I didn't do anything when I knew.
Well, it's not directed to you, Linda. It's simply that, you know, since you signed up and didn't do very much, you were certainly the best person probably on this call to give us some perspective on that.
I think in my case it was just kind of got in at the wrong time, and I saw a lot of potential with it, but then it was right before the beginning of the school year, and busy with that and things with my daughter, and it just didn't pan out for me to spend the time that I needed to do and to build anything.
I understand. Yeah, I mean, that's a very common story. Life often gets in the way. But let me pick up on something you said there. You said you saw the potential.
Right.
So if life had not got in the way, would you say that you would have attempted to fast track to do the 10-1-10, you would have attempted to get off to a fast start so that you could better achieve that potential?
Yes, I think so. I was having some health problems myself, and my daughter also with a seizure disorder, and it just got to be all consuming, you know?
Sure. Well, the good thing out of what you just said is that you saw the potential. And that's, to me, that's very encouraging. And that also says that Wayne Stagerman, your sponsor, did a good job, because I want to come back to that subject again a little bit later on the call. Anyone else got some thoughts on why so many don't start with a goal or a plan?
Well, the other thing I think is so interesting in what Linda said is that timing is everything. And we hear that so often in this business. Timing is everything. And whether it's introducing somebody to the product Juice Plus, or inviting somebody to take a peek at the business, very often they don't say no, they say no, not now or not yet. And so it would seem that, you know, in Linda's case, the timing wasn't perfect. Now the timing possibly is right, now that you have more time on your hands. And one of the beautiful aspects of this business is that you can restart at any time and go for some of the bonuses. If you have done anything and you've been promoted to direct distributor or virtual franchisee, all these positions are permanent. You won't be penalized if life gets in the way and you have to put Juice Plus on the back burner for a while. So we absolutely understand.
Yeah, good point.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else on the call? I know Wayne himself is not at the big event in Dallas because he recently had pretty major surgery. So, Wayne, I'm glad you're with us because you probably represent the entire Dallas team of ours. But I'm sorry for the reason you represent the team on this call. But anyway, Wayne,
well,
you've been with us for a good long time. You made National Marketing Director a long time ago. You've seen a lot of people come into this business. What perspective do you have on this question?
I really think it's probably the whole concept is a little bit overwhelming in the beginning.
Mm.
Because, you know, when you describe the business, you know, some of the first questions are, well, how do you go about finding people?
Mm.
You know, and if that is a mystery to them, well, then, you know, you've got some explaining to do to get them into the situation where they know how to go about planning their day and planning a recruiting process and so forth. So
mm-hmm.
I think probably is the responsibility of the person signing up the new distributor to do a better job of letting them know how to go about it, maybe even before they sign their application to be a distributor.
Yeah, that's a good thought. So every new person gets the starter guide, and certainly no later than the day they sign up as a Juice Post representative, they should have the starter guide preferably in their hands, and that's the responsibility of the sponsor. Or if you don't, if you can't give them one physically, then you can access it, you can see it at teamjp.net, so you can certainly use it there. And of course, as you know, Wayne, and anyone else listening to the call who's been around a while, that one of the very first tasks to complete of the five tasks in the starter guide is to complete what we call the memory jogger, which is writing down the names of preferably 50, at least 50 people who you know. And then in the process of doing that, the sponsor will discuss with the person, you know, how they're going to approach them and what they're going to say to them. And then comes in the question, the task of writing your Juice Plus story, so that when you're telling someone on that list why you're talking to them about Juice Plus, you can tell them your story, which explains why you love Juice Plus and why you've decided to become a Juice Plus representative. So, yeah, that question of how do you find people, that certainly should be discussed with the brand new person, with the sponsor, right up front in the process. So, yeah, I totally agree. But you know, even when you do that, it can be a little bit overwhelming. But if the sponsor doesn't do that, then the degree of overwhelmingness would be a lot higher.
Yes. For someone who's not business and is not solicited business, it's really a big change of pace to start out that way, you know, that fast. And yet, if they have the desire, it certainly is not an impossibility for them to move forward. And again, of course, some of our most successful national marketing directors I've heard say that they just lock arms with that new distributor when they sign them up. And that I think that is an important part of it.
Locking arms, yes, you're absolutely right. Okay, can I ask anyone on the call, there's a lot of background noise coming over, and until you're ready to speak on this call, would you do us a favor and hit *6, which will mute out all that background noise, and then when you decide to come back on again, hit *6, and then we can hear you. That would be a big help. Thanks. Okay, so yeah, locking arms. Good point. Has anyone else got any thoughts on this before we move on? Why so many people start with no goals and no plan?
Well, one thing that occurs to me is that a lot of people don't perceive themselves to be salespeople.
Mm.
And so sometimes they sign up just to get a better price on their own Juice Plus and maybe start out thinking that, well, if they could cover the cost of their own product by sharing with just a few people, four or five people, then that would be fine. And I think sometimes they don't get more serious about the business until they experience how receptive other people are and how much interest there is out there these days in health and nutrition. And suddenly they realize as those weeks go by that, hey, you know, I can do this. My customer base is building, albeit slowly. So if I step up the pace a bit, you know, maybe I can shoot for that bonus, that $250 bonus.
Yeah, absolutely. That's almost precisely what happened to those three ladies, Clary, Rochelle, and Laura, that we interviewed 3 weeks ago. And by the way, if you want to hear that interview, and I strongly suggest, especially if you're new on this call or listening to this call, I strongly suggest you go to the training calls at teamjp.net and listen to that call that was recorded on June the 4th. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, to be very blunt, because we have our tremendous team-building bonus program, the 10-1-10 and the 5-1 team-building bonuses, which offer and which pay people cash money for finding customers and Juice Plus representatives, inevitably we get into a situation, and we've been in this ourselves, where we will say to someone, look, just do me a favor, sign up as a rep. You're not committing to anything too great. I mean, it'd be great if you did, but you don't have to. but do me a favor, you'll save yourself some money. And as a result, we end up with probably a lot more people joining the business today than in the old days, Wayne, who have, I would say, no or very low expectations because of the way they've been invited. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But I would certainly love it if we could both do that for you folks who are listening to this call who you have bigger teams, you've already had some success. You know, I would encourage you to encourage your teams that when you do that, still find a way to help those people to see the potential in this, just as Linda did when Wayne first sponsored her. So let me move on to the second of those questions. But before I do, I think I've already mentioned expectations, and you know, I could have named this call Great Expectations. And if you remember my email of the goldfish bowl, my email had a picture of a goldfish bowl with two or three goldfish swimming around, but you couldn't miss it, one goldfish leaping out of the water, out of the bowl. I just love that picture because it's a pretty good metaphor for what we see in our business today. And my interpretation of the picture, if I had more time, I'd ask you for yours, but is that those fish swimming around in that little bowl, they have no expectations, they have no vision of what's possible, they have no dreams, no goals, no plans, and they're swimming, living a pretty sad life in that little goldfish bowl. And, you know, it's just the same in this business. The result is a sad, small business when it could be a big business. It could be as big as you want. But with great expectations, like that one goldfish, you truly can, just as we did, escape the limiting goldfish bowl of your life to freedom. Because in 1990, I saw only one destination when my boss in IBM showed us his business, and that was my national marketing director, and I achieved it in 4.5 years, which is not fast, but it's just fine. And Wayne Stagman, there on his recovery bed in Plano, Texas, after his surgery, Wayne, pretty much you saw the same thing. If I had more time, I'd ask you to tell us your story, but you saw the same thing, and you made national marketing director in about the same time, about 5 years. So years ago, but well done, mate. So here's a fact. Talking about expectations, every one of us brings a set of expectations to each experience that we have in our lives. You know, those expectations are often unconscious. They may be conscious. They may be general or specific. They may be vague or more clearly defined. But regardless, no one comes to any experience in life without some kind of expectation. It's just the way our minds work. And in life, there are really three kinds of expectations. There's the total disappointment. There are three experiences which lead to future expectations. There is the total disappointment, and we see that a lot in our business. I mean, I will sponsor someone, I have great hopes for them, and they really don't do very much, and so I'm disappointed. The second is where my expectations, our expectations are met. They're just met, and that's good. But it depends how high or low our expectations were that have been met. And certainly my experience in IBM, working in the IBM field force with customers, I was a technical guy alongside the sales folks, and certainly we were well taught by IBM to manage our prospects and our customers' expectations. And while on that subject, our leader, the founder and current and still chief executive of this company, NSA Behind Juice Plus, Jay Martin, founded the company 42 years ago. He's always taught us to under-promise and over-deliver. So to manage down our customers' expectations so that we can surprise them by delivering even better than expected. But then the third experience is the best one, which is the wow experience, where whatever we were expecting, we've experienced, we've seen, we felt, we've heard something way, way better. And so in each of those successive wow experiences or each of those successive disappointments or just where an expectation is met, those experiences kind of create a new threshold for the next experience, for the next expectation. And that threshold is even higher, is either higher if we've had a wow experience, or it's lower if we've had a disappointment. So thinking about expectations, it seems to me that there are two things that hold many people back in life, in business, and certainly in this business, and certainly when a new person starts this business. And those are a lack of vision and a fear of failure. And both are to be expected. So taking the first one, a lack of vision or, if you like, a lack of inspiration. A lack of inspiration, lack of vision leads to a lack of expectations. I could go on, but I think I'll save this advice for next Monday. I don't want to take too much out of next Monday. And the second one, fear of failure. Now, this is common, and this is very understandable, where when we've had a bad experience, when we have experienced a failure or a major disappointment, it can paralyze us, or it can at the very least leave us in a state where we really don't want to take any risks. But the fact is, in life, some decisions pan out, some don't. When they don't, however, and when the decision not panning out leads to something pretty major, pretty negatively impacting of ourselves and our lives, then we may form an irrational fear of making the same mistake again. So, you know, once bitten, twice shy is that good old expression. And there's some wisdom in that, but if we live our lives by that adage, then we will never, ever take a single risk. And the consequences of that are pretty sad. Because as a result of that, we may get stuck in our lives. So a fear of failure leads to a lack of confidence. It may paralyze us. And the fact is, if we are going to succeed in any way, big or small, if we're going to accomplish anything worthwhile in life, then we have to be willing to make mistakes and even to fail along the way. If you're familiar with John Maxwell, he wrote a great book on the subject, which he called Failing Forward. I love that. And in that title, he's quoting, I think, Thomas Edison, who famously said, "I am not discouraged." This is when he was inventing the light bulb. I think it took 2,000 different attempts. "Because every wrong," and I'm quoting him again, "not discouraged because every wrong attempt discarded is another step forward." So he just had a very positive attitude to all those failures. And, you know, the key in life is to learn from those attempts, those decisions, those things that didn't work, and constantly try to improve based on that learning. And since I'm an amateur student of the Bible, it's interesting that a fear of failure is often wrongly associated with punishment. You know, failure feels like we're being punished, and yet the Bible says that, quote, "perfect love drives out fear because fear has to do with punishment." Interesting that it would say that. That's 1 John 4:18. And then there's a third. So if those are two reasons, that two things that hold many people back, a lack of vision, lack of inspiration, and fear of failure, the third would be fear of success. Now, I don't plan to go into that now. We covered this on a call quite a long time ago. And as a result, I wrote up some notes that you can find at teamjp.net. So if you think that the thing holding you back may be fear of failure, then by all means, go to teamjp.net, search on fear of failure, and you'll find it right there. So let's move on. Remembering that those three fast trackers that we interviewed back on June 4th, that none of them started with a goal, a plan, or expectations of doing the fast track. So given that, how on earth did they manage to complete their 10-1-10 when they didn't plan to? What happened? How and why did they do that? Now, I don't know if anyone on this call, since there aren't too many of us, remember that. But if you do, then please *6 to unmute yourself and speak up. And if you remember, Jenny, then I'm reaching out to you to give us some of your thoughts.
Okay.
Mick, I came in. This is Kay. I came in for the call late, and I missed part of the question. So
hello, Kay. Well, I'm glad you're on, because I know you live down north of Houston, so I know you weren't going to be at the big Dallas event that's occupying most of our Dallas people.
Right.
This was the second question, Kay. The first question was, why is it that most people start their Juice Plus business today with no goals and no plans? So, and I'm glad you're speaking up, because Rochelle Chambers was one of your gals. You were her sponsor. And so you remember that call, because you were on as well as Rochelle. And the second question that we're answering now is, since they started, including Rochelle, with no actual plan to do the 10-1-10, to fast track, how did that happen? How and why did she?
first of all, she fell in love with the product. And that was first, before she even signed up as a distributor. She asked tons and tons of questions. And she fell in love with the product and just felt that everybody she knew and cared about needed to know about it. And she just jumped right in with sharing her enthusiasm. When she decided that she would sign up as a representative, she actually got her starter kit one night and the next day had an event at her church. And it was a safe event because she knew everyone. But she had done her homework and she was ready to go. And she just kept talking to people in a very conversational way. And then as we gradually, she kept asking questions about the business, and as she needed things, we talked about it. But then she realized that she was not far from the 10-1-10. And so she really worked hard, but the funny thing is that she had 11, I think, of her the first part of the 10-1-10, and she had a new distributor, and then she went out of the country for 3 weeks. And her new distributor, Fenella, I had an event that she joined me there just so we could kind of keep her going, and her focus was to help Rochelle. And so it just kind of became, and in the process they have developed a great friendship to begin with. And they're working really well together, doing some events now together, and in a way going back now and picking up the details. So they love the product, they talk to people, and then figured out when they needed to what to do with those people,
Yeah, that's a great story, Kay. It really is. And of course, being the extremely humble lady that you are, you would never say this, but I can say it, or maybe Jenny, you could say it. That what was the reason for Rochelle's success, Jenny?
Well, I'm sure Kay was a large part of the reason behind Rochelle's success. But what I'm also hearing from Kay's story is that it wasn't all about Rochelle. It was very much a team effort. I mean, yes, Kay was involved. Rochelle was just excited about sharing Juice Plus and building some customers without really focusing on the 10-1-10. But when she brought that one distributor on board and then flew off overseas somewhere, that's when the real team effort kicked in, because Fenella picked it up and she started sharing. And as a result, between them, Rochelle managed to fast track doing the 10-1-10. 10 orders, one new Juice Plus rep, and then another 10 orders. And I think Fenella is she still working towards her fast track?
Well, I was just going to bring you up to date on that. She was not going to make her date was the 22nd, and we realized, and she and Rochelle I did an event with them on the 23rd, but of course that wasn't going to help her for the 10-1-10. So I confirmed with the home office before I said anything to her, and I called the home office and I said, she's just not going to make the 22nd, and I said, I feel fairly sure there's no extension on the 10-110. They agreed with me. However, they said if they would give her, even though her deadline was the 22nd for the 10-110, she could carry over until the closing of the month. And still, if she could get the orders in, she wouldn't get the bonus, but she could still get the promotion to the 14%
wow.
into VA.
Wow.
And,
oh, that's awesome.
And so she is working very hard. In fact, that's why I came on the call late, because she had called and had a couple of questions. And she's working very hard now to get to that, to the VF position. So, and I think there's a good chance she's gonna make it.
Well, there are two things also, then, that I hear from that and that everyone needs to be aware of, and that is that all volume is cumulative. So it sounds as though she'll make her promotion by the end of the month, but even if she didn't, you know, she hasn't lost everything she's done, because that's something that sets our program apart from so many other programs out there. As I said earlier, all positions are permanent. Once you're promoted, you're never going to lose the title. And also, everything you do from day one is cumulative towards that promotion. And I really think that exemplifies the way we describe the Juice Plus company as being the company with a heart. They are really, they have our back. They are doing everything they can to help us be successful.
Absolutely. So thanks, Kay. Thanks, Jenny. That's perfect, because the message I wanted to come out at this point has come out very clearly, I hope, to everyone, and that is that the reason those three ladies completed their fast track, even though they didn't start out with a plan to do so, it's partly because in each case they certainly had a strong belief in Juice Plus, as Rochelle did, which really motivated them to share the product with folks they know, folks they love, wanting them to benefit as well. But in the case of Kay, who is a senior sales coordinator, getting much very close to qualifying national marketing director, Kay has been around long enough to know that you can lead a horse to water without the horse realizing that they are being led to water. And so Kay was leading Rochelle, even though Rochelle didn't realize it, one customer at a time down the path that would lead to that fast track without applying any pressure, but close enough to the situation to know that as she progressed, Kay was able and willing to say, well, you know what? You're getting closer. And if you listen to that June 4th call, you'll hear the same thing from the other two sponsors. So the role of the sponsor in helping new people is so, so important. And if the sponsor is very inexperienced, as Rochelle was, Kay was able and willing to pick up Fernella and work with Fernella as she now is, she and Rochelle both. And so the role of the sponsor is critically important in all those things. And I hope everyone listening to this call and everyone on Team Eagles takes that role of being the sponsor very, very seriously, because a new person's success is as much dependent on the support and encouragement and the knowledge that we provide them, we give that new person, as it is on the new person's willingness to talk to people. Now, I have got a third question, which is, how can we better help our new team members clearly see the benefit, the advantage, and grasp the opportunity to get off to such a great start? But I'm going to hold that for next Monday, because we are just about out of time. But in closing, before I close this call, I will give you a little bit more on expectations and on vision, because going back to that first question, there are some people who start this business, they are in the minority, but they start with a very clear vision, a very clear expectation, just as I did. And they are very determined, very committed to success right from the get-go. And those people get it. They get it because at an event or on a three-way call, by the way, those two things, the events that we invite people and take people to, and the three-way calls we invite them on with us or other people with more experience and more success in this business, those who are exposed to that are much more likely to catch a vision for what's possible. And what kind of vision is that? Well, it's the very thing that sets apart the successful from the unsuccessful. What is the secret behind the accomplishments of successful people, of high achievers. Because while there are many things that can contribute to success, there is one thing that's sure to prevent success every single time, and that is the absence of trying. So when I decided that this was to replace IBM, to replace my income, this was the way that we would have the freedom, be able to stay in this country, not have to be have to go back to England, I was determined to try, and try very, very hard. And, you know, if you remember Wayne Gretzky, the famous hockey legend, he once said, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And to me, his point was that nothing great ever happens without effort and some risk. So I was willing to put out a lot of effort and take some risk, even though Jenny didn't realize how much risk we were going to take. But anyway, so if you look back over your life, you should see that every great accomplishment that you've made or other family members have made was a result of, first of all, seeing an opportunity, of having high expectations, and then trying something. Because, you know what, great lives are the result of great attempts. And I'll give you one example, two examples. Jenny decided years ago, well, a few years ago, to run a marathon. At the time, she couldn't even run half a mile, and she did it. And that was a great accomplishment resulting from expectations that she would do it, hers and mine, and a lot of effort and a lot of trying. She did it, and she's proud of it, and so am I.
Thank you.
And in 1990, I decided to quit IBM, risky, and try this business, and keep trying until I succeeded. And I did have to keep trying and keep trying. And I would not quit. Now, why? Because I caught a vision for this business. I had great expectations. I was determined to never regret that I didn't at least try. So, great attempts come from great expectations. No attempts, no decision to try, comes from having no or low expectations. So, as a little lead in to next Monday's call, I want us to come back and talk much more about the expectations people start this business with, and how best we can help them to have higher, if not very high, yet still realistic expectations. So, thanks to every one of you for being on this call. Thanks to all of those who listen after tonight. And I would encourage you to both listen to the call and to join us next Monday night as we continue what I think is a very, very important topic, which I am now calling Great Expectations. So thanks, everyone. Take care. God bless. You are free to leave the call now, but if you want to stay on for a few minutes, if you have any questions, by all means do that. That's the way we handle these calls. We try to limit them to about 40 minutes or less, and then have an open-ended Q&A session afterwards. So, good night, God bless, and anyone want to stay on? Because I'm going to hang on until the last person leaves.